AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some Republicans in the House are not happy with the budget and debt ceiling bill they will vote on later today. But in the Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it will put a dent in spending.
It reduces federal government spending by $1.5 trillion over the next decade. That's $1.5 trillion that won't be put on the American taxpayers' tab. It's a down payment on more progress that's yet to come.
In the House, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was asked if there are divisions among Democrats over work requirements.
Conference is not fractured at all. I had a very good conversation with Pramila Jayapal earlier today. Unity is different from unanimity.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy insists he has the votes needed for the bill to pass. The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled two state laws banning abortion are unconstitutional, but abortion remains illegal in Oklahoma in most cases. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration plans to require all new passenger cars and light trucks include potentially life-saving automatic emergency braking and meet stricter safety standards within 3 years. Toyota will invest another $2 billion in an electric and hybrid vehicle battery factory that's under construction in North Carolina. The plant will supply batteries to Toyota's huge complex in Kentucky, which will build Toyota's first U.S.-made electric vehicle. Police say a missing emergency room doctor from Missouri has been found dead in Arkansas. Questions remain about what happened in the week since he was last seen. The FBI is looking for any photos and videos that could help identify suspects in a Memorial Day shooting at a popular Florida beach promenade. 9 people were wounded, including a 1-year-old child. A West Virginia teenager was sentenced to consecutive 40-year prison terms in the fatal shootings of his mother and sister. This is AP News. Al Pacino is about to become a father for the fourth time. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Al Pacino, who is 83, and his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor Afala, are expecting a baby, according to Pacino's representative. He verified the report first published by TMZ, but says no statement will be issued. Pacino and Afala began dating last year. Pacino also has a 33-year-old daughter and 22-year-old twins, a son and a daughter. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
NASA held its first public meeting on UFOs a year after launching a study into unexplained sightings. No secret military data is included, such as anything surrounding the suspected spy balloons from China spotted flying over the U.S. earlier this year. A group is looking into what unclassified information is available on unidentified flying objects and how much more is needed to understand what's going on in the sky. The group includes retired astronaut Scott Kelly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,